I found an old photograph of us all at Alconley, a 6x4 print, tattered with age but as vivid to me as flashing neon. It was taken at breakfast 20-odd years ago, and as I gaze at it with that rush of yearning you get when you look at old pictures, it's loss, really, an ache, the feeling that you can never go back, that time has fled and that you are bereft. I can smell the coffee pot sputtering on the arga, feel the worn waxed oak of the kitchen table, hear the soft pad-pad of the dogs fossicking for crumbs on the rug beneath it. I can hear my cousin Linda, too, as clearly as if she were standing next to me, her laughter laced with indignation. Oh, I remember that picture. I wanted really short shorts that made your bottom hang out, but Ma got me those giant old man dungarees from a charity shop instead and cut them off at the knee, and I was supposed to be pleased. There were always two teapots at breakfast. One, yellow and chipped, containing PG tips for Uncle Matthew, and one, printed with small spongeware donkeys, containing Aunt Sadie's loose-leaf Assam. In the picture, Uncle Matthew is triumphant because he has finished the crossword, which usually involved getting fed up halfway through and writing in words like batto or corpid to complete the clues that eluded him. Then he would push the paper aside with a satisfied grunt and carry on with his medium-boiled eggs with toast, 6 minutes exactly. This occasioning a fudgy yolk, the only acceptable kind, all other eggs were denounced furiously compared to phlegm or worse and liable to be hurled. Occasionally, one of Uncle Matthew's children would glance over at the nonsensical crossword and say, "But Pa, what's mirons?" And he'd reply that mirons was mirons, in a very categorical way that, like Uncle Matthew himself, brooked no dissent.